The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. And the coronavirus is at the top of the news today. Again, here is breaking news from just a few moments ago. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced this afternoon, and I'm quoting, "All indoor sporting events in Ohio, including high school, collegiate, and professional sports, shall continue without most spectators in attendance as Ohio seeks to contain the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19. Again, all indoor sporting events in the state of Ohio for the immediate future, high school, collegiate, and professional. Now, that would be the Blue Jackets, our professional hockey team that's indoors, shall continue, and again I'm quoting, without most spectators in attendance. The director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association said this in response: "This will be a very difficult time for our schools and fans, but we cannot ignore the directive of the governor. We are pleased that our tournaments can continue, and we will soon determine who can attend. However, we can already say that it will most likely be no more than the immediate family of the student athletes participating in the event." Of course, we are approaching state tournaments in several sports. Basketball is wrapping up, but wrestling is just getting underway. And the governor's directive says indoor professional. Now, we have several minor league hockey teams. We have the NHL Blue Jackets here in Columbus. Caution or hysteria? I'll let other people smarter than myself try to figure that out. Just my personal opinion, with only three cases so far in the state of Ohio, no deaths, only three cases. As I said yesterday, will there be more? Yes, absolutely. I can say with absolute assurance we will have more than three cases of the coronavirus here in the state of Ohio. How many, we don't know. But And again, should we be cautious? Of course. Hysterical? Yeah. No. And of course, the news media is just all over it. I got this about an hour ago from one of our local TV stations. I won't mention which one, but this just came a few minutes ago. How to talk with your kids about coronavirus. One of our TV stations, in fact, I would imagine all three of them, have consulted with a child psychologist at Nationwide Children's Hospital on how to approach the do we really need a child psychologist to tell parents how to tell your kids, hey, this flu thing's going around. There's almost no likelihood that you're going to get sick. And if you do, you're going to recover. Because, by the way, the facts are, from the World Health Organization and the CDC here in the United States, for children 9 years and younger, right now, currently, the death rate is zero. Zero. In fact, as I told you yesterday, the median death rate is 80. That's the median death rate. And even those that are 80 had other underlying health problems. But here is this long thing from the local TV station in conjunction with the child psychologist, you know, how to prepare for the talk. And then the talk itself. And then how to respond afterwards. With all of the... The funniest thing about this is a TV station that has been a part of the hysteria saying, make sure that you don't talk too much about this in front of your kids. Well, then they better turn off the TV. But anyway, in order to give a little bit of comfort and peace in the midst of the hysteria, here is Michael Fumento. Michael Fumento has written extensively on other epidemics, pandemics, and so forth. And here is a headline. Coronavirus going to hit its peak and start falling sooner than you think. By the way, China, the epicenter of this, has already reached the peak and is declining rapidly. The number of new cases, etc., in China is declining rapidly. And he says this is just one paragraph. More than 18,000 Americans have died from this season's generic flu. That's so far. Flu season still has about a month to go, maybe a month and a half. So far, 18,000 Americans have died just from the flu. In 2018, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, estimated there were 80,000 flu deaths in 1 year in America. So far in America, there have been 19 coronavirus deaths. Now, this was from yesterday. We may have increased some. So last year, in 2018, 80,000 deaths, not cases, deaths. So far this year, 18,000 deaths just from the flu. Worldwide, there have been approximately 3,400 coronavirus deaths out of over 100,000 identified cases. Compare that to the flu. Annually, the flu, depending on the year and depending upon the season, causes 290,000 to 646,000 annually. That's every year. somewhere between 300,000 and 600,000 deaths worldwide because of the flu. So, again, I am just trying to appeal to you not to be hysterical. Should we be concerned? Sure, we should. Should we take appropriate measures? Yeah, we certainly should. Should we be in panic mode? No, absolutely not. You are hundreds of times more likely to get the common flu than the coronavirus. Hundreds of times more likely. And just as likely, if not less, to have complications. Just keep that in mind when you hear all the panic and hysteria from the mainstream media, even local media.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
By the way, if you haven't heard, The Ohio State University has told their students don't come to class. They're canceling all in-classroom activities. Everything's going to be done by video, streaming video, whatever. One of the largest universities in America canceling all classes. By the way, Harvard has done the same. Yep, Harvard has done the same. Caution or hysteria? I don't know. Well, today is a big day in six states for the Democrats, anyway. Six states are holding primaries today, and today could be a very, very decisive day for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. If Joe Biden sweeps all six states, which right now the polls are indicating that he will, it's basically over for Bernie Sanders. I mean, I guess it would be possible for him to come back, but it would be very, very difficult. So Michigan is the big state today, and Joe Biden is leading by a huge margin, at least in the polls. You know, who knows? Last time around, Bernie Sanders took Michigan over Hillary Clinton. So today is a big day. And did you hear about Joe Biden? Joe Biden went crazy at a factory up in Detroit this morning. He was in a Chrysler plant meeting with factory workers, and one of the factory workers challenged him on the Second Amendment, gun rights, and Biden literally flipped out. I mean, he literally flipped out, started yelling at this guy, used some pretty harsh profanity. You are full of blank. Don't be a horse's blank. Started yelling at him. Now, here's the bizarre thing. And most of you know the hypocrisy here. If Donald Trump had done that, they would be calling for impeachment again. No, I'm serious. If Donald Trump had done that, they would be calling for impeachment. Since Joe Biden did it, he's being tough. Joe Biden is tough. Look at him. He would know how to handle Putin and North Korea. Because look, Joe Biden's tough and rough. The hypocrisy is just over the top. And I do mean over the top. CNN barely mentioned it. And again, if this had been Trump or any Republican, by the way, Mitch McConnell, any other, if this had been any Republican, it would have been everywhere today, tonight, the next week. Since it's Joe Biden, that's just the way old Uncle Joe is, and they'll give him a pass. But this is the man the Democrats want to be president. And then this. I told you a couple of days ago that the Attorney General of New York has ordered Jim Baker. Yes, televangelist Jim Baker. Now, what do we remember about Jim Baker? He went to prison for scamming people. He went to prison for scamming people. Got out of prison, wrote a book. I was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I've learned my lesson. Well, last week it was the state of New York. Here is the story today. Two federal agencies have issued an official warning to televangelist Jim Baker after he was caught selling products that claimed to cure coronavirus. Yep, the Jim Baker Show was among seven companies singled out by the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission for selling a phony potion, which they claim can, and I quote, eliminate the COVID-19 virus. In an official statement, the FDA noted that it had reviewed the Jim Baker Show website and found it was in breach of federal rules on the sale of unapproved products. Quote, the FDA has determined that your website offers products labeled to contain silver, such as Silver Soul liquid for sale in the United States, and that these products are intended to mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose, or cure COVID-19 in people. The FDA has determined that these products are unapproved. Anyway, they have threatened legal action. The FDA said Jim Baker must immediately correct the violations cited, or he may face legal action, including without limitation, seizure, and injunction. Some people never learn. They just don't. He's doing the same stuff he did on the PTL Club. Well, not exactly the same. He is fleecing the flock in a slightly different manner. Wow. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, a very special guest.